Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Adonna Rafia, and you are back live in the Crown. This is Crown Knowledge Radio. So very thrilled to be back on the air, and as always, thrilled to be in the forum with my co-host, the God Rashad. Rashad, are you in the forum with me?
You know what, right?
Are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I can hear you a little bit better. Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better. We are back. It took us a while to finish up this little two-part series, but there's a lot of spiritual energy flowing around this topic, ladies and gentlemen. We just want y'all to know that. So if you're like, wow, you know, where did they go? They didn't finish it up. You know, they didn't, it was getting good. It was getting hot, and they just disappeared. And it's a lot of spiritual energy surrounding this topic. So, you know, Rashad, would you agree?
Oh, yeah. It's plenty. I mean, up and downs, round and round. I mean, whatever you think of, name it. It's been happening and still is, so we appreciate you guys for bearing with us through this, but you know, everything happened for a reason, so back in business, so we're going to get back to it.
That's true. There's no mistakes. Rashad, you're still a little low. Maybe in a little while we'll take a break and see if we can do something about the volume, but you're still a little low. But you're good. I can hear you. So, yeah, we're going to finish up our two-part series. For those of you who are just tuning in and don't know what the heck we're talking about, we are talking about part one of our little two-part mini-series, Role Reversal. Are black men and black women trading places? And that's what we're talking about. We're trying to finish it up. We've got a lot of feedback on this show, some positive, some negative, some just crazy. We've also been experiencing some spiritual backlash ourselves, and just some spiritual, not really even backlash, maybe some just introspection on the topic and just watching how things transpire. Once we think we're going to talk about the subject one way, we end up maybe rethinking it and maybe talking about it a different way. If you want to go back and download part one of Role Reversal, which we did a couple of weeks ago, a couple of Sundays ago. If you're on the phone and you want to log in to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Crown Knowledge Radio, and that's Crown with a K, and you can download any of our shows, and that show as well, Role Reversal Part 1. This is Part 2, and we not even thinking that we would need a Part 2 on this show. We scheduled one anyway, and to be honest with you, there could be a part 22 to this show. We will come back to this subject at another point, at another date, because it seems to be something that, you know, people are talking about in one form or fashion, or just trying to figure out, you know, what is going on, what is this new energy that's changing, why are things so crazy right now, and something that I kind of, you know, wanted to give to at the end of tonight's show, now that we're wrapping up part two, and just giving a little bit of spiritual introspective again. This is Crown Knowledge Radio, and it's all about love. It's all about healing, of course, absolutely. And it's all about us interacting with one another a little bit more healthier and moving in the direction of a healing place between black men and black women. So, Rashad, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to, you know, I'm not going to go back and, you know, do any, you know, recapping of part one. Again, if you guys want to hear part one, I recommend it. It was some very deep, very spiritual. The brothers chimed in. I was very surprised. The brothers chimed in and gave their input, they put their voice to the topic, and it was very, very, very much appreciated. I can't tell you how much it was appreciated to hear. I also hear with a different ear, so I hear the things that are not being said as well as the things that are being said, and I also hear emotion and I hear energy. So very deep, very spiritual. So Rashad, we will get into part two. And I'm glad we started we more so stayed on the female side of it and the female energy and what the men were feeling about the females and what they thought about what the females were doing right or wrong or whatever the case may be. Y'all know how it is. You know, we all doing something right. We all doing something wrong. But this energy of women becoming more aggressive and women becoming more, you know, more of the male energy. That is in both females and males have both male and female energy. Let's just get that clear. But what we're talking about is more of a spiritual transitioning or maybe a deprogramming of energy that has happened, I feel, over a period of time throughout history. Rashad, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do very much so. I mean, if you just really look at the history of us as black people in America from slavery to present day, you know, how much the whole black unit has suffered a lot and it's broken down and restructured and destructured and just programmed to live a certain way. So, yes, I totally agree with you 100% on that one. And like I said on the last show, it's at a point now where the women who are single, who raise their children, they raise their daughters to be strong and they shelter their son a little bit and get them a little, you know, kind of fear in them. They'll always be cautious so they don't know how to be that strong leader when they become adult men. So
I found that was so deep and so profound, ladies and gentlemen. You it's worth going back to download the show just for that. That was a very deep sentiment from Rashad, very profound sentiment. That blew me away. That really blew me away, because I had to stop and think about it for a minute. I'm like, wow, that's true, because that's what happened to me. I got the same information. You know, I got that same information from my parents. So very interesting. Go ahead. I just wanted to because I had kind of forgot about that a little bit, but yeah, that was very, very deep, very profound.
Yeah, with that being said, so now fast forward to present day 2012, where a lot of the young male children back then were being raised that way. Now they're men, and they don't know how to be a man because, you know, maybe that male or their father were not in their life, or the right male father figure to mold themselves after. So you have a lot of men now who, you know, a lot of people tell me, like, well, you know, let's say for something, for instance, as in, like, relationships. It was like, well, my brother or such and such or a cousin, you know, he never had a positive a male role model to model himself as pursuing a woman, but he still turned out great. You know, he's a great father, nice, great husband. But, yeah, that's a select few of men, just be real with you.
Right.
There's a few select group of men that actually did that.
Of course. Of course,
but you feel
no,
like
we're not saying there aren't any great men that were
that.
Raised
I'm
by great
that.
Parents. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So with that being said, you know, they do exist, but as a mass or the majority, you know,
mm-hmm.
that really doesn't happen that way, because you got to put in perspective peer pressure and the environment you grow up in. Like when I was growing up, you know, hey. The guy on the corner who probably be the pimp or the drug dealer, he had a lot of attention, and a lot of people knew him. He had luxurious things, and he was liked or so-called admired in the community. A lot of young boys grew up seeing that, thinking, oh, that's what a man is, so they aspired to be that.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's at a point now where they really don't know their roles and don't know how to be a man or take care of responsibility or, you know, just be that leader, you know, because I see a lot of men now, they like real followers, though. And if somebody say do something, they do it, or they see it on TV, they follow behind their trend.
I'm just loving the transition, because that was just beautiful. That like I said, we went from the female part and right into the male part. So, you know, tonight, what you know, which is exactly what Rashad is talking about, we're going to speak a little bit about, you know, our perspective on the result of all of this energy transitioning and everything, and how the resulting transition or movement, if you will, is affecting the males in our community, the black men in our community, and what they're having to do now as men, or, you know, how they're interacting with us as women as a result of, you know, of us, you know, taking on more of our male energy, if you will, and, you know, and what's the result of that. So that's what we're talking about tonight. That was beautiful. That was perfect. That was just perfect, because, you know, and I'm glad you said it, and, you know, because it speaks volumes. It I guess I want to say it holds more of an intent of a genuineness coming from a black male that is actually coming up through this energy now. You know, you didn't grow up in the 60s like I did, or in the 50s like, you know, maybe those two gentlemen that called in the show before. I'm assuming they're much older than you. You're coming through this craziness, but you're looking back at, you know, mama and grandmama and great grandmama, and then you get, like you said, present day 2012, and you're looking at the energy that you're having to deal with now as a young man, and wow, you know, what happened? Happening, I guess I should say, yeah, you know, what's happening?
I mean, the way I look at it, because, you know, being raised by mama or grandmama or whatever, that when they become men of age, or, you know, or actual man, that's the reason why it's so acceptable now from a lot of dudes to sit at home and let their wife work hard for them, because they ain't looking for a woman, they're looking for a mama for real, another mom, because they used to be a woman taking care of them their whole life.
Wow. that is true for a lot of men. And it sounds so cliche. Let me just make this clear. It really does. It sounds like, oh, you know, the first thing you want to say is, you know, men looking for a mama. Say, I could almost hear a lot of men say, you know, I'm not looking for a mama figure. I ain't looking for nobody like my mother. I'm not. But subconsciously, you do anyway. You may not know it at the time that you're doing it, but subconsciously you do. And there's nothing wrong with it. We're not saying it's right or wrong. We're just saying that in that search, in doing that, you know, you end up, you know, responding a certain way. You end up interacting with women a certain way. You end up, what was that old saying? You can't take a hoe and make her a housewife.
Yeah,
I think that was an old saying back in the day, and you know, so men used to say, well, you know, I'm gonna sow my wild oats, and I'm gonna, you know, mess with all the so-called promiscuous women, but when I get ready to marry, I want a woman like mama, you know, I want a woman like my mother. So, you know, and I don't know that, I mean, I don't know, you tell me, I don't know that that holds water with a lot of the younger generation now, the generation between 30, you know, 35 and 45, or between 30 and 40, you know, does that even, you know, is that what men are looking for now?
I mean, I will say there's some validity in that because, you know, there, you know, let me put it like this. All right. My mother, she was a good woman, you know, she worked, she was well-groomed, you know, she was a lady. But now, it's present day 2012, a lot of mothers are not mothers no more. These are the same women that be on Facebook butt naked. So if they going to grow up and want a woman like their mama, they really looking for a hoe for real. They really don't, because they think that's what a woman is. They being raped. So that's what it is, though. It's like,
ladies and gentlemen,
no,
this is why we take a spiritual break. Yes. You know what? You turned all the way up tonight, baby. You turned all the way up. Yes. That's wow. You went right there. You went right there. And that's so interesting. With all of the new, like you said, you know, the grandmama is 35 now.
Yeah.
You know. So she still feel like, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, you see actual pictures now where a woman bent over, but her baby right beside her looking like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? So you're seeing it now. I'm not making this up.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, so we're trying to find, you know, and there is no, you know, are we saying we have to move everything back to the dark ages again? I think I mentioned this in the other show too. No, I'm not saying that. You know, are, you know, what, darn, they're down, you know, do we have to end up barefoot and pregnant and back in the kitchen? You know, no, I'm not saying that either. We're not saying that, but we're trying to find out where the male and a lot of there may be a lot of even spiritual or conscious or, you know, higher thinking individuals that may agree or disagree with what I'm saying, but there should be a defined line. I'm not even going to really say role, even though I use the term role reversal in the title of the show, but there should be I probably said divine by divine intervention, but there should be a defined line between a male interaction and a female interaction when male and female energy comes together. And again, I have something very, very profound at the end of the show that I'm going to get it on tape and get it recorded for those who are listening to the show later on. But I do believe that, yes, there needs to be that defined area of, you know, okay, this is my responsibility as female energy in this interaction or relationship or whatever you want to call it, marriage, union. And as a man, you know, there's a defined role or defined interaction in a male-female relationship, and it's harmonious. It's not about you submit to me or you stay in your lane or that kind of thing, but there's a defined harmony in understanding the responsibility of your female energy and the responsibility of your male energy. That's very profound, and I love the way you put it. I really do. I love that you picked it up, and then at the same time, it's like, okay, what does a woman look like for real? You know, and I know I hear people out there, well, you know, who's to say how I'm supposed to act? You know, who's to say how I'm supposed to, and that's true too. You know, who's to say that, you know, but you have to understand your actions and your intentions and the way that you behave brings about that thing that you're acting towards. So if you're, you know, if you're acting rough and you're acting, you know, if you're acting rough and you're presenting yourself that way and you're presenting more of a male energy and you're trying to take over the male role and you're trying to do that, then don't expect for a real man, quote unquote. Yeah, I'm not a man, so I'm not going to define a real man, but don't, you know, whatever your definition of a real man is, don't expect that to come to you. If you're already a man, why would you need a man?
Exactly.
Did I say that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If I'm already a man, what do I need a man for? So, you know, and again, you, I think you had mentioned in the show, you said, you know, if you, you know, you paying the bills, you doing this, you doing that, and I can, you know, there are two sides to that coin now. My co-host said, you know, if a female is in the house, she paying the bills, she doing this, she doing that, she's, you know, she's holding everything down, she's making all the decisions, she's, you know, pretty much handling, you know, I'm the man and the woman in the house, then what do you need a man for? And on the other side of that coin, I said, you know, most of the time as women, here present day, fast forward present day 2012, when a man comes into the picture, we almost don't expect for you to do anything, which is also not good. You know, that's, you know, so we're not giving a right or wrong. We're just saying there's two sides to that coin. So we have to find where is the balance in this all. Because,
exactly.
You know, one of the callers was like, you know, well, you know, a woman, she shows up, but, you know, she wants to be treated like equal, but when it comes to, you know, going out or whatever, I want you to pay for this and buy this and buy that. But where I sit, you know, most of my girlfriends, they make their own money, so they're not looking for, they're, you know, like I said, we really don't, regardless of how much money we make, we don't look for men to do anything for us because most men, either they're not capable, they're not willing, or they're not ready. I mean, that's bottom line. And so we already know this coming in, so therefore a lot of women do say, look, I just want a man. I already got the house, I got the money, you know, I'm paying all the bills, I'm doing all this, I just need you in the house. Well, okay, so who's calling the shots here?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of the surface issues come into play. But there's a much deeper issue going on here outside of money, you know, and sex and material things. There's a much deeper issue going on. And we only look at the surface issues as things, material, money, who's paying for what, you know, who's holding, you know, who bought the house, who, you know, who had this and who had that. So that's the surface issue. There's a much deeper issue at play other than that. So, and we have to address that issue as well. But very profound. I love the way you put that, though.
Yeah, but it's like you said, it's about balance. You know, just everything is out of whack right now. It's all about a fine line, that balance to get everything back in order. And just, you know what I mean, there's absolutely no rule, so it has to be some kind of standard, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that, because, you know, we had our caller that called in last week and was like, okay, send everybody to therapy, you know. everybody needs therapy, which was interesting, yeah, you know, to say the least. But, you know, we've already made our, you know, we appreciate, you know, what his thought process and his line of thinking is, and that, you know, if you can't communicate effectively, if you have, you know, daddy issues, if you've been molested, if you've been raped, you know, if you've been, you know, mistreated, sometimes verbal abuse is enough to throw a woman off reckoning. And I'm specifically right now talking about women, you know. So, and this brother's response was, well, you know, some women need therapy, you know, they're, and, you know, he made the response that, you know, a lot of women aren't mature, they need to grow up, you know. Okay, that might be true for a number of women as well, but let's take the collective in general of women and black men and black women that enter, let's say black men and black women of a certain mindset. They understand, they comprehend, we can communicate. You know, you're okay, you might even be educated, you know, that's neither here nor there, but, you know, you're educated, you can speak relatively, you know, clear. You can articulate yourself and let someone know, you know, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I'm interested in. I need to know a little bit more about you, you know, what you're interested in, your philosophy on life, whatever the case may be. We can interact that way as in general as black men and black women. Those individuals that are displaying, I guess you can say, this behavior that we're talking about, and I really hate to use the word behavior, but this energy, this transitional energy of being more aggressive, I've seen corporate women in heels and suits, albeit even educated, strong, beautiful black women, stand toe-to-toe with a man. So we're not just talking about, you know, uneducated, you know, ghetto girls, whatever you want to call them. We're not just talking about them. This spans the gambit, pretty much. So you know what I'm saying? I'm not leaving anybody out. Go ahead. You said what now?
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, it's all through the rungs of society. No matter, you can be the so-called bottom of the totem pole or on the top of the pyramid. You know, you see it.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just make that clear as well. We're not talking about just a particular group of, you know, because they may not, you know, have the suit and the job and the money and the, you know, we're not talking about just that particular group of women. We're talking about across the line, and like I said, I was specifically talking about women at that point, because again, we do hold a certain responsibility with our energy and what you intend, what you focus your intent on. And what you focus your mind on and your interaction with that intent, that's what you bring to you. So if you're surprised, don't be. But going back to the gentleman, you know, talking about therapy and all of that, you know, we want to put out there, Rashad, that, you know, that's what, just like we said, you know, we need a balance. We need, you know, something to help to balance out the energy. I think there are a lot of men out there that do appreciate strong women, not overly aggressive women, not women that want to be men, not women that like throwing fisticuffs with men, you know, not, yeah, I did say fisticuffs, you know, I could have said dukes, see, just, that's even worse, but, you know, I mean, it's women out there that really want to go toe-to-toe with men. I don't get it. I've never gotten that before. But, you know, but I do think that there are some men out there that do appreciate a strong-willed woman, you know, even somewhat of an independent woman that, you know, if for whatever reason, you know, the chips are down, you know, when there are two people, you know, pulling to get uphill, it's a lot stronger than one person pulling by herself. So I get it. I get that too. But for me, you know, okay, well, Dardonna, where do we start? You know, where do we start? How do we start to fix this? And we gave that away in the first show as well. Look in the mirror. And I've already decided, Rashad, that we're going to do that show. We're going to do the Man in the Mirror show. We're going to do it because it keeps coming up. It's such a simple thing, or so it seems like. It's such a simple thing, but that is the one thing that most people who feel like, well, there's nothing wrong with me, there's something wrong with everybody else.
Exactly.
That's the thing that I can't get me out. You know, well, there's nothing wrong with me. Let's fix everybody else. I'm good.
Exactly.
So we're going to fix everybody else. And that, you know, that's not a remedy. You know, that's not a remedy. It's about, this whole thing isn't about everybody else. It's about you. So that's the start, you know, where we go from there. The rest of it will come to you. It will come to your spiritual self. But the first thing you have to do is look in the mirror. Don't automatically assume it's somebody else. It could be you. It may very well be you.
Exactly. That's very true. I mean, you find yourself in the same predicament situation. I mean, look in the mirror. It has to be something with you. You're bringing stuff out and acting out stuff in the past, and it's still affecting you in your present. So it has to be something with you. So I have to go deep down in soul search and find what's that one component, or maybe two or three, you know, to actually heal yourself first. Because the only thing you're going to do is going to take that bad energy into the next relationship. So
absolutely. And you know, a lot of, you know, like I said back earlier in a couple of shows back, when I was mentioning, you know, being out of taking yourself out of relationships for a while. Wow, there's so much stuff that I want to put in the Man in the Mirror show, but it's like, you know, women that say, "Well, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself." If you have ever made that statement as a woman, that's a prime reason to start looking in the mirror. If you don't want to be by yourself, you need to look in the mirror and look at yourself and find out those things that you need to do with yourself to bring those things to you that you want. If you want a more loving relationship, you need to be a more loving person. If you want a more high-quality relationship, then you need to start thinking of things, those things that you can raise the quality on in yourself. If you want people to understand you, start trying to understand yourself. I've said it before and I will say it again. If you don't know who you are, you have no business in a relationship with someone else. Period. I haven't changed that. I may change a lot of things that I say in this show and I'll be the first one to admit it. But that right there, right, it hasn't changed yet. I need somebody to call me up and help me to change it if it needs to be changed. But if you don't know who you are, you have no business in a relationship with somebody else. Because their influence is going to rub off on you. Whatever it is that they're good, bad, or indifferent, whatever the case may be, whatever they're going through, you're going to pick it up because you don't know who you are. That's how, you know, that's how a lot of hookers are made, really. You know, hookers, prostitutes, you know, especially young ones, you know, the pimp come along and, you know, let me get your mind right. Why? Because she don't know her own mind.
Yeah.
A lot of prostitutes do, but a lot of prostitutes don't. And the first thing they tell you, let me get your mind right. Why? Because they don't have one of their own.
True.
You know, so, I mean, it's that particular, that type of, you know, interaction, that type of just thinking. And we say that a lot in the show, just think. You know, thinking, it's not going to hurt, you know, to sit back and say, well, you know what, I was in this type of relationship once upon a time, and, you know, and that went, you know, when I was a certain age, and now that I'm this age, why am I still picking up these types of relationships? And again, you know, I always go back to Cat Williams. You know, there's nothing wrong with looking at yourself and saying, what is it about me that keeps attracting these ain't shit niggas? Or for men, you know, these ain't shit, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, so, and there's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. And, Rashad, were you going to respond that we have a caller on the line?
Okay.
You want me to go ahead and pick up that call?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see if we can get this caller in on the line. Not what I did last time, but let's see. Hopefully this thing is working better than it did before.
Hello?
Liberal 141.
Hello, great show.
Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Great show.
Hi,
great.
How are you?
Very good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling all the way from New York. My name is Stanley.
Well, hello, neighbor. Nice of you to call in. Are you enjoying the show?
Yes. I'm enjoying just what you said 2 minutes ago, and I agree 100%. If you do not love yourself and if you do not believe in yourself more than anything in this world, you should not go in a relationship. If you do not love yourself and take personal responsibility for the choice you make in any relationship, you should not be in any relationship. Because
check that out.
The problem I feel that a lot of people have is if they did love themselves a lot, they would know, oh, this person is disrespecting me? Nah, I'm not going to take it. This person cheated on me? Nah, I'm not going to give you another chance. This person tried to hit me? Nah, you're not coming back over. You know? You know? That's the whole problem. If you do not love yourself, people are going to treat you the way you allow them to treat you.
Mm. That is so true.
Yeah. Very true.
Lovely.
And the day that you
so
find
true.
Out about that, you allow a lot of things. That's why when I go out with women and I talk to them, the first question I ask them, what are the 3 most important things that has to be done as a basic for any relationship to work? Some people say communication. I say, no, there's 3 things, honesty, trust, and respect. If you can't be honest with me positively or negatively on any subject, you can't make this relationship work. If I can't trust you and I have to freak out and look at your cell, your email, call 20 of your friends, go berserk, stop my life for you, we don't have a relationship.
Absolutely.
I agree with you,
especially the trust. I agree with you. Yeah.
If I can't respect you for your time, respect you as a human being, respect you going through the way, you know what? I'm going to come to you honestly with a respectable way to say, you know what? I disagree with what you're saying. There's a way.
I so agree with you.
I so agree with you.
Yeah.
Without personal attacks, without putting the person down. And a point also that I tell a lot of people, do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? Too many people want to be right. They don't want to be happy in a relationship. I want to be happy.
Yeah, we're loving that. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I don't care about being right. I want to be happy. Yeah. That's true. That is so true. That's beautiful. I love it. I so appreciate that. And especially the trust, you know, when you're talking about trust. I think my co-host and I were talking about this. It may have been offline, but we were talking about the number of relationships where, and for me, it was friends that I knew that are in relationships with either a male or a female, and they'll say, well, Jordana, you know, I want you to handle this for me. I'm like, you know, why don't you get, you know, the person that you're in the house with, why don't you get them? I don't trust them. And I'm thinking to myself, how is it that you can be in a household with someone, granted, I'm just assuming y'all sleeping together, you swapping chemicals and juices and things, but you don't trust this woman? Are you serious? Or you don't trust this man? Are you serious? That,
because
to me, blows my mind, liberal.
Because you know why? Because a lot of people rather be with somebody than to be alone. It takes a big person to look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm going to be alone. I'm alone right now. I have people I'm getting to know and everything. But in my mind, I know that once I go into a relationship, I'll be ready. I'm not ready about that.
I agree. I'm in the same situation. Yeah, I do that all the time. And if you go back and listen to previous shows, I say it all the time. Especially for females, we need to stay out of relationships for a period of purging. And a lot of women took that the wrong way, and they're like, well, you know, I don't want to be by myself. And that's not what I was saying. What I was saying is there is a period of time where a woman needs to purge herself from the last relationship, whether it's meditation, whether it's spiritual, whether it's just introspection, whether it's just giving herself a break for a minute. Love yourself for a little while and find out, at the very least, what you don't want. And I hear, you know, I hear a lot of men say, you know, well, women really just don't know what they want. I had to agree with that to a level, because a lot of women don't, because they feel like, well, I'm out of this relationship, I need to jump back in, you know, I need to find somebody quick, or it's going to look like I've been dumped, or, you know, I'm not worth having, or whatever the case may be, which is not true.
No, it's not true. And I feel a lot of women forget about the thing of saying, you know what, let the past be the past. They go, let's say they had a bad relationship for any reason, nobody should pay for your past. I'm not going to make a woman pay for my past, and I expect the same thing from a woman to not make me pay for my past. And many dates I went, the woman was like, why are you like this? You're passionate, you're intense, you have no problem giving your all. And she was, she couldn't believe that. And I said, why are you like that? Because I said I made peace with my past. The past is the past.
Check that out. Rashad, do you want to respond to that?
I mean, peace with my past.
I like it.
Exactly. And until women or men doesn't make peace in your past, you're going to always compare, always say, oh, this person looks like that, and then make assumptions. That is the worst thing, you know, making an assumption of people. Oh, I think he's going to be like that. Oh, you know.
Yeah, because they're still carrying around that old junk, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're still carrying it around. That's true. And this is real. That's interesting you say that, because I've heard my co-host say, you know, wow, you know, women are just amazed because I come at them differently. And Rashad, did you want to respond to that?
Oh man, I just love how you say, man, you got to make peace with your past, mate. You have to do that. I'm glad you said that.
Because if you don't do that, then you're gonna make the other person. I do it, and I have no problem with it. But trust me, you know, women, and they have that problem. They're a little bit scared. They're a little bit. And I look at them. You're not ready. We're dating, but you're not ready at all. You're not ready.
You're breaking up just a little bit, Liberal. You're breaking up on us just a little bit.
Can you hear me?
No, you're still choppy just a little bit. You're probably moving around. Oh, and we're so loving what you're saying too. hang on the line. We have another caller. Don't go away, Liberal. Hang on the line. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. And hang on the line. Don't go anywhere. We're going to pick up another caller, and then we'll come back and see if your volume, your sound got a little better. So hold on, okay?
Okay.
And Rashad, we have another caller calling in from the 323. Caller calling in from 323.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm fine. How are you? Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Good. This is Rael Sims. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
All right. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, just wanted
to... Are you enjoying
to...
the show so far?
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying the conversation. And I like what you said about women taking time out from the relationship. I'm a relationship expert, relationship coach, marriage educator, counselor, and I'm also working on my neuroscience doctoral degree. And
beautiful.
I talk about the science of why we do what we do from an ecobiopsychosocial point of view. And
that's very interesting, yeah.
And I think it's very important, the message that you're sending, that it's very important to take out time to detox oneself out of a relationship.
I like that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Love is a drug. Isn't
so
it? People
addicted.
Don't realize it, but yeah.
Huh?
I like that.
Yeah, because our bodies are actually addicted to the other person's chemistry. You know, that's actually what puts us together is the chemistry. When we do say chemistry,
absolutely.
Most of us don't really know how to break it down clinically, but it is chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
absolutely.
We are addicted to. You know, we're addicted mm-hmm. to those certain natural neurotransmitters, those pheromones, those natural chemicals that we have with each other, you know, like the serotonin, the epinephrine, the oxytocin,
absolutely.
And all that stuff, the natural drugs. And
mm-hmm.
you really need to take that time to detox, because what happens is that you actually go right back into the relationship arena, and your body is actually looking for the same person. It may not be that person that you're dating, but the same characteristics, the same major histocompatibility complex. The immune
system. Check that out.
You know, the body is still looking for the same thing. It's no different than, you know, being addicted to anything else.
Absolutely.
If you were a crackhead, I mean, you know, I'm sorry to say it that way, but if you were addicted
That's fine. You're in the crown, honey. Say it any way you like.
Okay. If you were addicted to crack or cocaine and your dealer went to jail, you're not going to stop smoking crack because he's in jail. You're going to go back out and you're going to find another crack dealer because that crack dealer has what's going to make you feel in that altered state of consciousness, that euphoria, that high.
Mm.
He has what
mm-hmm.
it takes. So what your body does is also go out, and you're still looking for that same particular immune, because your immune system is yearning for that type. And that's why when you hear people say this, when you hear women say this, women ask me, clients ask me this all the time, why do I keep attracting the same person over and over again?
Absolutely. Yep.
Right? Now, the key is understanding that you're really not attracting, so to speak, of the laws of attraction. You're not drawing people into you. What you're really, what's really happening is that your body is drawing itself to them because you're looking for them. Remember the scenario I said earlier. If you were on crack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your crack dealer goes to jail. Do you sit at home and hope to attract a crack dealer to you? No, you go out and you're going to do what? You're going to go out and look for another crack dealer.
That's right.
Because
that
crack dealer has what your body needs.
What your body needs. Yep.
That's right. Exactly.
I tell people all the time.
I really, yeah.
No,
I really
appreciate
what you were saying.
I speak to women, and I get a lot of, I'm sorry, let me get your first name again. What you call yourself again?
Ryel Sin. Ryel Sin.
Ryel Sin?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay. And but what I say to women, and I get a little bit of backlash from women because, you know, you always make it seem like it's, you know, the woman's responsibility, or the, you know, the woman has to clean this up, and it's the woman that needs to fix the men, and it's the woman that needs it. And I don't want anyone to get that misconception. What I'm really saying, if women. And in particular, you know, you are in the Crown. I do talk to and about Black women in particular. We have a responsibility with that flesh and that spiritual power that we hold between our legs.
Yes, absolutely.
We have a very special responsibility.
That's right.
And if you treat it in a way like this gentleman is talking about, if you treat it like, okay, you know, this is open pharmacy, it's open crack for everybody, anybody want it, anybody can come get it. If you do that.
Yes.
And you don't, you know what I'm saying, and you don't, first of all, like I said, you know, take a spiritual introspection on yourself and then realize what it is that you hold, because it is a gift.
That's right.
It is a special guest gateway. And so when you start thinking in those terms and you allow yourself to purge, you are telling your spirit how much you are worth.
That's right.
And people are like, well, you know, everybody talks about a woman's worth, and I know what I'm worth, and I know what I'm, you know. You having a nice booty and you can get men to like you and lay down with you is not validating your worth.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And now don't get me wrong,
right.
You know, like I said, you know, sex is a natural thing. We all like it.
Yeah.
We all have it. We all want it. It's a natural thing to crave. We get it. But when you don't know what your body is worth, and that flesh is a temporary thing. We're talking about your spirit, which is everlasting.
That's right. Absolutely.
And a lot of women, you know, it's like stay out of relationship, and it seems like it is the hardest thing to do in a time where, you know, times are hard, you know, you're looking at the material, you're looking at, you know, the social, all of the social medias, you know, there's dating sites here, dating sites there,
yeah.
gofindaman.com,
yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
just everything that you could possibly think of, telling people, no, you don't have to be by yourself, go out and find another man, you know, go out and find
yes.
another
yes.
woman,
yes.
you know, and yeah, you know, and it's pushing you to do that.
Yeah.
Shut it down. You know,
yes,
that's
absolutely.
Not even what we're going for right now. What we're going for now is a more spiritual introspective on yourself, validating yourself. And again, I'm speaking specifically to Black women. I am a Black woman, so I think I'm
yes.
kind of qualified in that area.
Yes.
And
yes.
to be able to define yourself. Women, I'm telling you, that's where your power lies. And
that's
then
right.
you can speak to, and we talk about, I talk a lot on the show too, Ryle, about speaking to the king and our men. That's where you helped me tonight to bring those dots together, and I'm hoping that I can do it again. My co-host and I will do another show where we can continue to bring those dots together. So this isn't
yeah.
about just getting on the show and man bashing. It's not about getting on the show and female bashing. It's about connecting those dots where we get to a healthy place with ourselves. We're going to talk
right.
about the men and
right.
not going for the climax so much. And my
That's
co-host
right.
is going to get in on that show, too. So we're going to talk about, you know, getting into the spiritual aspect and the just like we're talking about now, the chemistry, the chemical reaction for men, and what
yeah.
it means to hold back the climax. That's a spiritual
right.
thing. It's called
That's
sexual
right.
transmutation. I can't make this up, and I'm sure that, you
yeah.
know, the expert on the line will agree with me. It's
yeah.
sexual transmutation, and it's a spiritual thing, and it's a healing thing for men.
That's right.
So Crown
Absolutely.
Knowledge is just getting started, people. Hold on.
Absolutely.
I want you both to hold on. Liberal, I know you're still on the line, too. Ryel, if you can hold on the line.
Sure.
We're going to take a
Absolutely.
Little short break.
Okay.
We're going to come back. Rashad?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. I am loving it. This is what Crown Knowledge is all about, everybody. This is why I'm, you know, we hope that the universe, and we're allowing the universe to move us in the direction that we want to move with the show and where we want to go. This is the healing that we're talking about. These two callers on the line hit the nail on the head. We love it. We love it. We love you. It's all about love and the crown. We appreciate the callers on the line. Don't go away. We're going to Oh, my goodness. We're going to play some Alicia Keys. This will be appropriate right here. Don't go away. Very short break. We'll be right back right after this. And we are back in the Crown. You are live in Crown Knowledge Radio. I am on the line with my co-host, Rashad. Rashad, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. Rashad, you are getting lower by the second. Can you, have you adjusted a little bit?
Am I right now?
Yeah, you're good now. You're good now. Thank you. We are back in the Crown. And, wow, very, very powerful show. Very, very powerful information. My co-host and I took this topic very seriously. We went through a lot of spiritual changes with this topic. We took a break for a little while. My co-host was going through some spiritual energy. I was going through some spiritual energy. It took us a while to get back to this part two. And again, I think that Rashad, we're probably going to come back and revisit this topic again, probably, you think?
You have to.
We have to, yeah. I was just about to say that we have to. I think it is so critical. And I got my brothers on the line. I have Liberal 141, and I have Ra'el. Ra, I think I'm shortening your name a little bit, but I hope you don't mind. And we understand
Ra'el.
Okay, because I was gonna say I'm loving the Ra'el in the house tonight for real, because we need that Ra energy in the house tonight. Liberal, are you on the line with me as well? I think
I'm here.
Okay. I just want to say I appreciate both you brothers calling in and just giving your perspective on this topic and what we're talking about tonight. Personally, me as a female, I don't even know what to say. It is so dear to my heart. It's so important to me as a female to be understood, not just by men, but by my Black brothers. It is very important to me. I can't even stress to you how important. Because of, you know, I probably don't even have to mention, but history and what we go through as Black women. If you guys listen to part one, if you have not listened to part one of the show, please go back and listen to part one to get a little bit of, I went a little bit into history and slavery and castration and, you know, ripping the Black man out of the home from the Black woman and, of course, taking him from their family. So we went through a little bit of that kind of history, and I asked myself a crucial question of whether or not I felt abandoned. And there are some, so I do, Ra'el, I listen, you know, I listen to myself, I listen to my body, I listen to that inner voice in me, and I ask those questions as a female because I want to heal in that area. I don't carry my old relationships over to relationships because I stay out of relationships for a while. Why? Because the relationship I have with myself is way more important. Way more important.
It's the most important relationship ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely, and that's why it's just such a great message to understand that it's, you know, like you said earlier. Yes, we all have a need to belong. Every living, breathing creature have a need to belong. But then there's also a period that we have to give ourselves understanding whether we love ourselves. You know, a lot of people say or use the term and don't really realize that they don't love themselves. They really don't realize that. They think they love themselves because they don't know much about themselves. They don't know much about what they learned in the last relationship that they were in because they jumped right back into another one, right? Became a serial monogamous dater, right? So my quote is, respecting yourself is knowing yourself in order to love yourself.
Check that out.
Yeah, it's so true. So many people, like you say, go to relationship, but don't go to the point of saying, what are the red flags that I will not, what are the stuff, and I tell that to women or men. I sit down with them, okay, you have a thing you want, what are the things that you will never, ever, ever, no matter what, whatever that person, even if it's the greatest person in the world, ever accept. And if you do, that's basically you're going against what you believe. Some people write, I will not accept cheating. I will not accept something hitting me. I will not accept this. And you're like, okay, keep that for you. Let's see the next relationship you go. And let's say your boyfriend or your ex or your girlfriend cheating on you. Go back to that list.
Sure.
You said you would never accept cheating. How come you're accepting it again?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Ra'el kind of opened that up a little bit by saying, you know, it's that feeling. You want that. How do you break your flesh from craving that, just that feeling? You want the respect. You want the honesty. You want the love, you know, whatever love means to you, whatever your definition of love is. You want that feel, that euphoria. That's the word that you, that's a great word. You want to feel that natural love high, you know, when you first meet somebody. And, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and
that
you want to feel, how do you get your body? Okay, that's one feeling. But if you're feeling it and you don't care who you're feeling it with, that's a whole nother issue.
Well,
and you don't care, and you don't care how you're getting it back, that's an even greater issue.
Because that's basically saying to everybody that you don't love yourself. That's basically what you're saying. If you love yourself and you get that feeling with somebody, because like you said, the thing is, the most important thing is loving yourself so that when somebody comes in your life, and does something that goes against everything that you're supposed to do because you love yourself, you will see it and you will be like, wait a minute, you cannot act that way. But if you do not love yourself, it will pass you by like nothing. And next thing you know, it will build up. And next thing you know, a year from now, it will be like, damn, I don't understand the relationship. I don't understand how something works. Yes, from the start, he disrespected you. You never took it from the start. You accepted that.
That's true. That is true. Wow. Very, very interesting information. Hold tight, everybody. Hold on to that thought. We have someone else that wants to get in on this conversation. Rashad, the lines are hot. I'm telling you, this is a very hot topic. We have another caller calling in from the 615. Oh, this is my neck of the woods. I'm really scared to take this call, but here we go. Caller calling in from the 615. Can you hear me? Are you on the line?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
It is Sunshine from the Midwest. What's up, girl?
Girl. How are you doing?
I am good. What's going on?
Not much. I wanted to say hi, Janana. Hi, Rashad. Hi, Liberal. Hi, Rael. Y'all are on point today. I have listened to every show. Wouldn't miss it for the world. And y'all just touched on so many things that were good. And I want you to be able to talk to the experts. But I could not call for that. First of all, honesty, trust, and respect definitely have to be the main things that you have in a relationship. And so often, that's not what you have. I do feel like communication is also a key because you can't communicate with somebody. It just makes it so much more difficult. I wanted to tell Rashad and Jordana, thank you for having a refuge for people of color. That's intelligent, that's not talking about no mess, that's uplifting each other, making people stronger, and just loving each other, because that's what it's about. We all are here to help each other.
Beautiful. That means the world to me. That means everything to me. And coming from another goddess, another sister goddess, you know, to feel that energy, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, you are so welcome, and it's a labor of love for both myself and Rashad. We say it all the time in the show. We unapologetically love our people, good, bad, or ugly. We really don't care, but we unapologetically love our people, and this is just one small way that we thought of to give that love back. But you know, we can't just love you. You know, everybody needs a whooping every now and then, even us. We need it too, and it's tough love. A lot of the stuff that we say, a lot of people don't like, but that's only because they've never heard it put quite the way that we put it. And so coming from you and coming from another goddess and another sister, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I love it. It's amazing.
Go ahead, somebody's coming in.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sweetie. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing to me how many people, what Liberal said about loving yourself. I remember so distinctly a time when I didn't know myself, I didn't love myself, I didn't care about myself, and did things that totally betrayed that. But it is so powerful and something else when you realize who you are and you're okay with that. I don't fit in a box, and I'm okay with not fitting in a box. I'm okay with not being like my girlfriend. I'm okay
Absolutely.
With not looking at things through the same glasses that they look through. You look at it through. I'm okay with being Rolanda and having absolutely the most faith in that I'm being the best me that I can be. And
absolutely.
Whether it looks like whatever to whoever, I don't care. It looks good to me.
Right.
And I look good to me. I love the me that I am in 2012.
Yeah.
There you go.
That is a great message. Please, can you repeat again what you just said? That is a great message.
It's beautiful.
I am loving the me that I am in 2012, and I don't care who else loves it. If you love
Thank
it, great.
You.
If you don't, great. Because
Thank
I
you.
Had to get to a place where I was comfortable with me to breathe easy, to be able to enjoy stuff. I like to be happy, and I like to be happy regardless if I'm with somebody or
not. There you go. Yep.
Because
that's very true.
And you deal with somebody, you're just going to be a not happy person that makes the other person unhappy too. So you have to
there
first start with seeing and move it out. And if you can't be with me and move out, you need to be by yourself. You need to figure out what's wrong with you. You need to figure out whatever you holding on to from the past. You need to let it go. Because don't nobody want to be with somebody who...
Yeah, nobody wants to be in a relationship with someone who is not progressing forward. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody who's constantly talking about licking their wounds. And, you know, your wounds will never heal if you keep picking at it. You know, if you keep going back and revisiting, if you won't, just ignore it, let it go. Put the healing medicine on it and let it do what it does. Let nature take over, you know, and move forward. Nobody wants to be in that type of relationship. Nobody, male or female. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah,
that's
and a lot
the only
of people,
way to get past it is to, no, go ahead.
And a lot of, one of the other points we have to understand when they're not, when they want to jump straight back into another relationship, is that they're looking for other people to heal them. And it's just using other people as a codependent. Because they realize, you know, after a few months, even, you know, they realize that they're going to still be right back into the position where they have to still deal with what they are dealing with when they even went back into another relationship. And it's not fair to the other person to go another relationship and you haven't dealt with your problems. You haven't detoxed yourself from that relationship, you know. And something that the young lady said that was very interesting, very profound, that, yes, once you get to the point where you start to understand self, where you start to know self, where you start to learn new things about self, what actually happens is that you become a leader and not a follower. You become a leader within yourself, and you no longer care about, you know, what you don't care about what your friends think, and you don't like
that
what your friends
true.
Like. You like what you like.
That's right. And you have to... I'm sorry, was somebody else chiming in?
Yeah, I was going to continue what he was saying. We have to get over the fact, I remember back in the day, that was the famous movie, Jerry Maguire, You Complete Me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst thing ever. Because a lot of people thought that if I have another human being, he will complete. You're supposed to be complete already before you meet.
Already. There you go. I have a saying in one of my shows where there's no such thing as getting married. When you meet someone, that spiritual completeness should already be. If you're getting there, you're going to always be getting there. But if you meet that person and you're already a whole, complete person, it's just spiritual, divine intervention. That's what brings you together. So when people say, "Well, I'm getting married," in your mind, that spiritual union should already be there.
That's right.
That spiritual union should already be there. This is wow. You guys are blowing me away, really, really blowing me away. This is very good communication, very good. The energy is very good. To my goddess sister on the line, calling from the 615, I'm sorry, sweetheart. What was your name again?
Rolanda.
I've said in the show to females that listen to my show before that the thing that is unique about you is the thing that makes you beautiful. And that thing that when you said, you know, this is me. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care how many women are dressing this way or wearing that or has this or has that or how their body looks or what shape they are or whether they're skinny or whether they're fat or whether they're this or whether they're that. There is something unique about me. That's how you get that spiritual elevation. When you start... Even your flaws, even that thing about you that you know you do and nobody else can do, because only you know that. That's the uniqueness about you. That's the beauty about you. And I used to, Rashad and I have a saying in the show about jealousy. And I speak specifically to black women because black women more so do this than black men. I'm not saying it doesn't happen with black men, but it does. But for black women, it's always been an issue, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Jealousy is a... deranged person living a normal life, if you can understand what I'm saying. And so that deranged mentality about coveting something else that somebody has or coveting somebody that somebody else has, and, you know, a lot of men can probably relate to this, that a woman don't want you until she see you with another woman treating that woman good. Your fellas, does that still hold true?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When a woman says no to you, the best thing you could do is go get another woman in front of her, and trust me,
she will turn around.
She'll be
and
calling you tomorrow.
And
exactly.
She will call you up on it.
Yep. She'll be calling you. It is something about a woman. I don't care what you look like. I don't care. You could be a handsome man. You could be a not-so-handsome man, whatever the case may be. I don't care who you are. I don't care your background. But if you approach a woman and she says no to you and she sees you with another woman and you're treating that woman well, you don't even have to have money.
Right.
Treating that woman nicely, just giving her respect, communicating with her, like Rob was saying earlier, giving her that respect, that honesty, and putting that smile on her face, that woman will be called. That woman that said no to you will be calling you up. So it's the uniqueness. So it goes both ways. But I just wanted to say that, Rolanda, that's the philosophy that I go by. The uniqueness about me is that thing that makes me, you know, the brother that's checking for me may not be checking for you. You know, the brother that's checking for you may not be checking for me. But it's the uniqueness
absolutely.
About you. You know what I'm saying? It's that unique, even the flaws, you have to, and I ride off of my flaws. I do. I live for them because those are the things that make me beautiful to that person that I'm intending to meet. So you have to have an intention. So I'm intending to meet that person that looks at my flaws and say, you know what, that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, but I love it. You know, and that's rare. That's rare. That's very rare, but that's beautiful.
One of my favorite quotes
your message.
That I found recently said, to love someone is to see them as God intended.
Mm-hmm.
That means all their flaws, all their stuff,
mm-hmm.
all their mess,
absolutely.
All of it. And you love them just for them, for them, flaws
yeah.
and all.
Flaws
like,
and all. Yeah.
So often these chicks try to say, oh, I'm a ride or die chick. I'm down for you like four flat tires. But when the shit hits the fan, they can't handle it and they gone. And I don't
they
understand.
They gone like a.
Yeah. You got to love
yeah.
somebody less than all. If relationships
okay.
were always candy and rainbows, everybody would have one.
That's true.
So because they don't, you just have to. People don't realize how important things are, and they take stuff and people for granted. I never understand that.
The most important thing on this planet, the most important thing on this planet, the most important thing in this realm, in this planet, in this realm that we live in, is you and your spiritual elevation. Everything else is an illusion, period. There is nothing else more important than your spiritual enlightenment. Everything else will come to you. The love that you want will come to you. The money that you want, if it's material stuff that you want, it'll come to you. If you feed your spiritual enlightenment, those things that your heart desires, your spiritual elevation will make sure that you get it. Period.
It's the law of attraction.
And I believe that the people in this forum understand that. The people that are on the line with me right now, I know y'all get that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Hold the line, everybody. We have somebody else wanting to get in on this. Hold the line. Don't nobody go away. I have everybody's mic open, so please be aware of your background noise. If you need to mute your phone, please do so. Let me do this real quick before I pick up this caller. You are live in the Crown. Wow. If there's anybody else that wants to get in on this topic, we have 45 minutes left in the forum. We are talking about role reversal, and we are talking about our black men and black women trading places, and I know we've gone a few other places, and we've talked about love, which, hey, that's beautiful because it's all connected, and it's all about love in the Crown. We've talked about relationships. We're talking about, you know, interacting with one another more healthy. You know, is trust important? Is communication important? Is respect important? It's like a melting pot. All of those things go hand in hand, but how do we get there? How do we get there from where we are now? And when I say from where we are now, the way black men and black women in particular interact with one another right now, how do we get from where we are to a place where, brother, I respect you? You know, whether you want to be with me or not, I respect you. Sister, I respect you. I respect you. You know, I understand that something may be going on in your mind to make you put yourself butt naked on Facebook or butt naked in any type of form or react the way that you do. You know, but as a brother, I want to respect you. So what is it that can I do to help you get to that place? And I've always said that, you know, as females, especially black females, we have a responsibility. We do have a responsibility to help our brothers heal in that aspect. I am your host, Donna Raffia, and you are live in the Crown. If you want to come over and join us, if you're on the phone and you want to, if you're in the on the website and you want to come in on the line, you can dial 646-642-2178 to get in on this conversation. Again, we have about 43 minutes left in the forum on this topic, plenty enough time for someone to get in. If you're on the phone and you want to come over live, you know what? I don't even have the chat room open. Let me just stop that right there. But if you want to come over on our show page and click the follow logo to permanently follow our show, there is a follow icon right under our logo, www.blogtalkradio.com/Crown Knowledge Radio. That's Crown with a K. Come on over, open up the page, click on the follow button, and you will be notified when we bring on some more hot topics just like this one. Rashad, we're going to revisit this one again. I need to get your feedback a little bit before we take this next caller, and just how are you feeling about the energy that's going on in the forum right now?
Oh man, it's monumental at this point. I mean, it's wide open. I mean, I'm just happy that everybody's feeling it. I want to thank all the callers that gave us their feedback, and everything is so synchronized and it meshed so well together. So we're doing something major here tonight. I mean, I'm just enjoying it. I'm loving it, and we're gonna keep it flowing. So man, you say you have one more caller trying to get in?
Yeah, we have one more caller calling in from the 504. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, this is Taylor from New Orleans. How are you?
Hi, Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Are you
enjoying the show?
Yeah, so far. I do have
where
a
disagreement. I'm sorry, Taylor. Where are you calling from, sir?
From New Orleans.
From New Orleans. Okay, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. If I may, I wanted to comment on one of the things that I recently heard being talked about, the situation in which a man is denied by a woman. He treats another woman very well in front of her and has her calling the next day. This isn't the kind of thing that we ought to be looking for in any kind of reality whatsoever. This is the woman who says no without giving chances, who probably shouldn't be given a chance when she calls the next day anyway. This is the man who treats a woman well, but yet is able to take a call and maybe take you out on a date even after you denied him, and apparently is dismissing the woman whom he was treating so well. So on both sides of the field, in that situation, no one's doing the right thing, in my opinion. You ought to just say hello. You say hello to somebody. If you try to talk to them, either they'll ignore you or they'll marry you. The possibility of it is worth that one word. And that's where I am on that particular subject. As far as your question of whether the roles are reversing, I don't think there are roles to begin with. I don't think there are roles for gender, let alone race. I think I can go on for a long time about why the idea of race is silly in itself. The idea that the amount of melanin in my skin dictates my behavior, my character, my abilities, my disabilities, that's all nonsense. There's more biological difference in the color of our eyes than there is the color of our skins. So talking about race is absurd enough, but gender, there are no roles. You need to take out the trash, someone will take out the trash. If the finances need to be done, someone needs to do them. It's about teamwork. It's about you and the gentleman who I'm familiar with said something about, you know, from Jerry Maguire, you complete me. You're right. It is something to be complete and to be dependent in a relationship. But I think more so what it means to say that you complete me means that you support me. You're here for me when no one else is, and no one else was for him.
Uh-huh.
You're here, and it's almost kind of parallel with him and the football player. You know, they're there for each other even when things are rough. That's what completeness uh-huh. really is. That's what a relationship's really about, is supporting each other no matter what.
I it's interesting what you were just saying, too. There's a couple things that you said. I just wanted you to expound on a little bit. You said there are no roles. When you say there are no roles, and I may even agree with what you're saying, but I just wanted to get a little bit more clarity on what actually you meant by that.
Oh, well, I mean precisely what I've said. If it comes to the bedroom, now I believe in certain traditional things that I do. I don't allow a woman to pay for something. If we're on a date, I open the door for her. You know, I go to the house, I knock on the door. I don't call her
uh-huh.
while I'm in the car and
uh-huh.
tell her to come outside. There's certain things I think a man ought to do. And The difference is that I don't think a woman ought to, you know, say if a man doesn't do these things, then he's not a man. Some men just, you know, I hate the term, they weren't raised that way. Some men just, you know, their manners are a little different. They come from different backgrounds, et cetera.
That's true, too.
Doesn't mean that they don't take care of their woman. Doesn't mean that they're not generous. Doesn't mean that they don't do what they know to the best of their ability. So when you talk about things like that, I agree that, you know, there ought to be something that a man does. But when you talk about, you know, who initiates, you know, speaking, who initiates sex, who, you know, who does finances, who needs to be so-called the man of the house, who needs to be the one to make the final decision, all those things are the reasons why relationships fail, because people think that a certain person has to do a certain thing, and it's nonsense. People are different. Every single one of us is so different from the other. To say that we're generalized by you know, the chromosomes that we have in our bloodstream is so unbelievably obtuse to me. There are no roles. You do what you can with what you have.
That's true, and to a point, I will agree with you, because we're not really talking about chromosomal type, you know, levels of role. It's more of a spiritual energy. So some of the things that you did say, I do agree with. So I don't think that just because, you know, I'm not saying, again, I mentioned earlier, you know, women email me and they say, well, do we have to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen? No, that's not what I'm saying. You know, do we have to take this back to the dark ages? No, that's not what I'm saying either. But what I'm saying is a spiritual energy about women allowing men to be men. You know, and
you elaborate on that.
I hate to use the term staying in their lane or defining. Well, women should do this A, B, C, and D, and then men should do this A, B, and C. But when we started the show, Taylor, what we found, Rashad and myself, was that there's a more aggressive energy with women. There are women, again, we had callers on the first show that we went into talking about taking on more of a decision-making role as women, because, you know, we ask for women's rights. We ask for, you know, we in general, I'm not saying black women in particular, but, you know, then women's, you know, lib came along, and now we're in the corporate office, we're making more money than men, we're graduating from college more often than men. So now these same women are now looking for men, but they, you know, they still want to call the shots. They still want to, you know, I have the home, the car, the money, the bank account, I have the, you know, the ability to do these things. I just want a man in the house, but I want to be the man too. I want to call the shots. So, and that's why I asked, you know, can you elaborate a little bit? Because I think I want to agree with you, but I'm not real sure if we're both, you know, if we're going in the same direction. But I do appreciate that, you know, you do, you know, understand that, you know, chromosome wise, you know, we're not talking about women, you know, turning into men, but we're talking about them allowing that spiritual interaction. I think we're talking about the same thing, but we're talking about, making it harmonious. That's why I said I wanted to make sure, because I don't know which way you were going with that, but I'm talking about the spiritual energy.
Yeah, I don't think that necessarily exists. I don't think that, you know, I'm not a religious person myself, but even getting away from that, even talking about purely spiritual things, I don't think that there's an essence of let's say, a more aggressive spirit with women. I think that women were held down by men because they were, you know, physically, you know, statistically weaker. And for a long time, they were pushed down, they were held down, they were treated like kitchen appliances, they were treated like slaves. So, of course, like, you know, it'd be the same thing for people to say that African people are more aggressive because they, too, sought rights for so long, and they, too, protested and tried to get their rights. It was because they were treated like slaves and they wanted to be treated like humans, which is the essence of any soul, to be free and to be treated like a man or a woman, which is essentially, in my opinion, the same thing. Men and women are equal. They're just not the same. There's physiological differences and what have you. But really, I would disagree,
so
in the sense that there's one more aggressive than it. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. I don't think I agree 100%, but very interesting, and I do respect that. Hang on for one second. Was somebody else chiming in on that?
Yes. Hi, Taylor family. We had many conversations together. I respect this guy enormously. There's a lot of things that he says, I wish a lot more people would listen to what he says. He says a lot of things that make sense. But, Taylor, the question I want to ask you is,
I feel that personally, I do meet a lot of women that do have all the things that you're saying, have the career and everything. But I tell those women the truth of saying it's not because you have the career and everything that means that you're a great person. You could be a businesswoman who's a great business, who has everything that has to do with business. You're a CEO, but that doesn't mean that you're a great partner. Those are two different things. That's where I have a little problem with what you're saying. And a lot of women think that, like you said, I have the car, the beauty, this, that, I got the degree and everything. I should get a man just like that. And then we look at them and say, you maybe have all that, but you're not good in relationship at all. You don't know how to communicate. You don't know how to be honest. You don't know how to be kind. And you just know what you know out of school, which is good. You're self-sufficient. We're all supposed to be self-sufficient. That doesn't mean you're a great person or a great partner in relationship.
I have to agree with that.
I fail to, on two parts, I fail to first understand what the question is, and two, to remember at what point in which I said a woman is a good partner because of her assets. Nowhere did I mention anything about businesses or careers or cars or monetary values whatsoever. So if you could elaborate on either one of those.
Okay, well, what
I think that might be a miscommunication because
okay,
I was talking about,
what I wanted to say is when you said that it is normal that if a woman's been put down so long for hundreds of years and now she becomes back to equal, that she becomes more aggressive. That's where I have a problem. No, it's not. It's not because I'm not supposed to be accused or to be... I'm not supposed to deal with this past because those things happen. I don't treat women that way. I shouldn't be blamed for things that happened in the past. We as a society decided to have equal. But equality doesn't mean that a woman has to be above me.
Right. I have to interject here because I at no point either did I say that women are justified in being aggressive because of what they've gone through. My point was that when we look with the young lady was saying, when you look at women having been brought down for so long and this sudden rise and sudden fight for something that they should have had all along, it may appear that they're aggressive any more than for Africans who fight all of a sudden to try and have the same treatment as every other man or woman, and that it would appear as aggressive, but wouldn't make it so. It's just because my whole point is that you lock a child in a room for so long, he's going to become panicked. He's gonna, that doesn't mean that a child is an aggressive spirit. It just means you've locked him in the room and he wants to come out. It's a normal thing that would happen to any person. That's my point. It's a perception,
right. and
is not reality.
Taylor,
let me
just interject here because I got that. I get what you're saying too. So now that the quote unquote female has been locked in this room, so to speak, or been held down or whatever the case may be, and so now we were fighting for something, weren't really sure what we were fighting for. We wanted something. We weren't sure what that something was until the women's liberation movement came along, I guess. And I'm being real general here because I'm trying to get to a point. So now fast forward 1950s, the women are, we want more jobs. In 1960s, we're working better jobs. 1970s, we're making more money. 1980s, we're graduating from college, a little bit more than males. And so now we got it. The whole premise for the show was, okay, now we got this, but we're looking back like, we got it, but we're by ourselves. We got it, but we're alone. We got it, but we're marrying a lot less. We got it, but we're divorcing at a higher rate. We got it, but we got it, but did we win something or did we lose something? You say, and I think that's
you win. You win something if you strive your existence for something and you've attained it. What you've lost as a consequence doesn't mean that you've lost entirely. I think the divorce rates that you talk about are more, in my opinion, they're more to do with one kind of this idea that's been lost for a couple of generations where, something's broken, you fixed it back then, and apparently now we throw it away. When I talk about divorce rates increasing, I more often think it's to do with women now have the freedom to not be afraid of the households in which they are married to. It's no longer, you're a kitchen appliance.
We're
I can come home and
feed
you.
Single?
Well, exactly, and why not? It's good.
I
good to
I might
me.
Agree with that. I might agree
right.
with that. Yeah.
And it's good to me to have that dependence. It's good to me that women aren't marrying as much as they did before. Before, you couldn't have a job. You had to marry if you wanted to survive. Before, you if you did marry and you wanted to divorce and your husband was abusive, you feared the idea of divorce, both in your community and in your household, so you couldn't do it.
I have to lean towards agreeing with you a little bit, but I have to also interject that those times are probably coming back around just a little bit, Taylor. But there's two questions I want to put to the forum, and we have another caller. Caller, don't go away. I'm going to pick you up in just a second. I have two questions I want to pose to the forum in general. Do you think or do you feel, whatever the case is, that slavery, and I'm going to say slavery in particular, and if everyone is understanding what happened during slavery, how the families were separated during slavery, does that affect anything fast forward to 2012 and through the generations, through women's liberation, through guns, through drugs, through incarceration, through all of the things that have gone through primarily the black community? Because, again, Taylor, this is the Crown. I can't apologize for that. But going through that, do you feel that that history has something to do with the actions that we're experiencing present day 2012? Don't everybody answer all at once.
I do feel like it has something to do with it. Just kind of like the mindset and the mentality, because a lot of African-American people are stuck in the slave mindset. And I know that like to some people might sound kind of crazy, but at the end of the day, years of the same thing and you learning the same thing and being taught this is how we do and being taught this is acceptable behavior and all of that has caused it to just kind of keep going and keep going and keep going like this is just acceptable. Is it the right thing? Not necessarily. Is it, I do feel like it has something to do with it. I did want to make another comment about what Taylor said. We have to be very, very careful not to confuse assertiveness with aggressiveness. And when I say that, a lot of times what's seen as assertiveness in little white boys and little white girls is seen as aggressiveness in black children. And that's the same for black grown-ups as well. We have to be very careful that we don't cross the line of what we're saying is aggressive and what we're saying is just someone being assertive. Also, I wanted to point out, in relationships, sometimes your 80 and her 20 or their 20 is 100 and vice versa. Sometimes your 20 and their 80 is 100. But at the end of the day, if you're working towards something, you're building towards something, you're at 100 and you're going together and things are getting done. So right. I do feel like there's roles. I do feel like, and that could be just me kind of having an old school way of thinking, and I was born in the 80s. With that being said, I think that there are roles. I think that, if you're talking about cleaning up, I have a friend that says it's everybody's job to clean up. And it is. If you're talking about taking out the trash, if the trash needs to be took out, just take the trash out. It doesn't matter who did it, just take the trash out.
Right.
That all that stuff is little stuff that doesn't matter. I hate to say pick your battles, but like relationships are just on a bigger scale than that type of stuff, if you ask me. But that's just my opinion.
That's very interesting. Very interesting, people. We have a caller. Let me get the caller in on the line and get their comments in as well. While we are moving right along with this topic, very interesting. I so appreciate all of you that are on the line. Hold on, caller. Caller from 323?
Oh, no, I was actually on and I had a call and I lost the call with you guys, so I was just calling
And you lost
back.
The call. Okay, well, we got you back in. There we go. I'm sorry, who is this on the line?
This is Ryan, the relationship.
Okay, this is Ryle. Okay, Ryle is back with us. Okay, so yeah, that's very. Was that you, Rolanda, that just made the last comment?
It was.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I really do. And You know, I don't think that we're, and again, I'm loving the fact that you, you know, said, you know, let's not get assertiveness confused with being aggressive. It took me a while to assert myself as a female, and it's right. And I grew up in an era a lot earlier than yours. Trust me. And it took me a while to assert myself because I was told it wasn't ladylike. It took me a while to wear my dresses above my knee because I was told it wasn't ladylike. Mm-hmm. It took me a while to even, and I'm not talking about, you know, I wasn't born in the 30s, but I'm just saying, you know, it took me a while to be in a intelligent and higher thinking conversation with men when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, because it just kind of felt like men wanted women to be in a certain place. But there is a certain mindset about men, and I think, Taylor, also that we're kind of talking about that too. So that's why I said I want to agree with what you're saying to a point, but then you know, to another point I don't. But I think it's the mindset. You know, is it everybody's responsibility to clean up in the house? Absolutely. You know, I grab the trash on my way out. I did it when I was married. You know, I cut the grass. I mean, I get it. You know, I don't think that that's where we're talking about in a spiritual aspect of it, and the spiritual nature of where we are as black men and black women. And that's the issue we're addressing here now.
Because I keep hearing things like, I feel like, I keep hearing, you know, well, you know, I want to.
Right, of course,
give me an example.
By my feelings. and what I'm feeling is that let me put it this way. As black men and black women, you know, there are more single women in the household with children than any other culture, any other race. As black women, they're divorcing at a higher rate. You gave your perspective on what you may think that divorce rate is for. As black women, we are in relationships a lot less than any other culture. Maintaining relationships,
woman.
Whether it's monogamy or whether it's, you know, just being in relationships. I'm sorry?
What is a black woman? What would define a black woman?
What would define a black woman? A woman,
yes,
of color,
I mean,
is it
melanin? Is it the color, the appearance?
I'm
is it heritage?
What I said when I started the show in another show, I said let's keep it on the U.S. continent. So I'm talking about women born in the U.S. Women, black American women born in the U.S.
Okay,
so
well then, okay,
women,
good to go.
Whatever
the
women
US
are, because
fine.
Those are the stats that I'm working with.
Okay, well then, if
but
we're talking
we're,
about the United
black
States,
women all over
who
the
in
planet.
The United
there are black
States
women
would
in Brazil.
Qualify? Who in the United States would qualify as being black?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Who in the United States would qualify as being black? If I had a checklist of
things. Well, if we're talking about codes and commission and all of that, nobody, there's white and then there's non-white. But based on
not
what has been created, you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And then
I don't check those
non-white.
Boxes, but go ahead.
So work with me here, because mm-hmm. I'm going by the system that has been put in place. We're not going by the system that we know is real.
I'm not asking for a system. I'm asking for when you
we're
say
like we're going by the
we as black women. I'm asking you.
Tell you black or white.
I'm asking you when you say we as black women. I want to know who you're talking about. What are the qualities?
I'm talking about
the
black women born in the U.S. I'm talking about
what and
American
what is a black woman
women.
In the U.S. Who is defined as a black woman? It seems like a very hard question for you to answer. I'm just asking for that simple answer.
No, it's not a hard question to answer because you're asking me to define something that's been set up by a system that I had nothing to do with. When I say black women, obviously I'm not talking about white women. And what is a white woman?
I don't know what that is either.
Right. Okay. Well, see, you're
talking
about
a system
that's been set up by someone else.
Do you see the failure to be able to define those things and the failure to be able to define that small thing, the whole basis of your discussion on how it correlates
What is a black man? I guess I could ask you the same question. What is a black man?
I would tell you the same thing I tell everyone who asks me those kinds of questions. I don't believe in race. I do not think it exists. It's a social construct.
Okay, well then like I said, you're operating outside of a system that was, and I'm
but
not
I
saying
but
that
I
you need to operate
mind,
inside
so
the system. What I'm saying
you,
is, for the purpose of the subject that we're talking about tonight, we're defining a group or that individual type of group. Because I can actually, to a point, agree with that. If we start thinking in our terms of, oh, we're black women and we're at the bottom of the totem pole and we're quote-unquote born here in the U.S. and we've been handed this certain set of cards to deal with and now we have to play them, and because we have to check a little box that tells us what our race or nationality is, we have to be defined in a certain way to be upheld in a certain way or be mistreated in a certain way. So we're not going to get that deep into it, Taylor. What we're doing is, for the purpose of this show and for the purpose of the topic that we're talking about a group of women, individuals that have been defined for a number of years. I mean, let's just call it what it is. We can get deep and philosophical at another time.
I'm not trying to get deep or philosophical. But I'm saying you're asking a question that nobody can define because when we rid ourselves of the flesh, we're all the same anyway.
Yeah, well, why would you speak about something? Hold on for a second, because there's too many people talking, so somebody's going to get muted. Go ahead.
I just want to say something for 1 second. Can we just say that we're speaking about the women? The question is, we want to know about the women from the descent of the people who were under slavery in America, and that they're now free. Leave out the word race, if that's what you want to do. Is your name Taylor, the young man?
I had to mute Taylor out because we couldn't hear what you were saying. But
if his name is Taylor, because we're trying to get, I can get as deep as he's trying to get in. And,
right,
you know,
I wasn't trying to go that,
do you understand the group of people that she's talking about?
If you say Asian,
we can't go get deep and start saying what makes a person Asian. We know what we're talking about.
Right, because where I was going, I'm like, okay, if we say Indian, do you know what I mean? Right,
we're talking about people from Japan. We're talking about people from these places. So if you don't want to admit people from Africa, whatever, let's just say, what about the women that was from the descendants of the people that was under slavery? And so then answer the question from that, Taylor, what she's trying to ask.
Okay, so if you say the people that were under slavery that were
brought to America.
Okay, where are they now?
We don't have to get into whether they're black or race or whatever. For the sake of Taylor, for him to answer the question what you're trying to find.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't even remember what the question is, but maybe Taylor does. Okay, Taylor, do you remember what the question is?
I apologize, but I can't contribute to a conversation in which there's no definition. Not a problem.
You're really overthinking this whole thing, Taylor, man. It's not that difficult at all. Okay, the whole thing is about progression with African-Americans right now. All right, mm-hmm. A harmonious living unit. Okay, people might have degrees now. You know, they mm-hmm. live together as men and women, but the main factor is living in harmony to make a great unit so that the future can thrive, meaning the children. The children are still dying in these streets, man. Men and women are still at odds with each other. What about the children?
Right.
That's what we're trying to get this back in the black community.
Right.
We can fight all day about what does this, what does this mean? You know what
we're
talking about.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, you know what we're talking about. So, I mean, but it's that type of,
it's such a shame because when he started this conversation, it was beautiful. I mean, it doesn't have to go into the point where what makes somebody whatever. I mean, I've been studying psychology for years and biology. Like I said, you know, I speak from an eco-biopsychosocial and spiritual point. I can do that all day, but I know as a clinical scientist and neuroscience, I can do that all day, but I understand what you mean. I understand the people that you're talking about, not to go into, because our point, we're not into, what the point of the show isn't what makes people the race that they are or the belief of what race they are or where they're from. That's not the point of the show today. The point of the show today is just talking about those people that she addressed, is the women that, because if we say African-American, then we'll go into an argument about what makes them African-American. You know, we're going
yeah,
to
we're not, yeah,
an
we're
argument
not do that.
About
not
what
this,
makes
yeah.
them African, you know. Or,
right.
You know, so Taylor, you know, I'm just saying,
we're speaking
that,
to Taylor in another realm now because he's dropped his call, but that's fine.
It's such a
shame
yeah.
because, like I said, the conversation, I so respected, you know, the insight that he was bringing. Like I said, the insight that he was bringing and the perspective that he was bringing on the topic was beautiful. But we can't, like, you know, like my co-host is saying and like Rael is saying, we can't split hairs about at this point. We can't split
you know,
it, because if we're going to do that, then we might as well just shuck the whole issue because
yeah.
we're going to miss it. We're going to miss the healing
yeah.
aspect of what we're talking about.
Because if you split
yeah.
hairs like this, you're causing more problems than you're making solutions.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's
so
right.
we're not, you know, we...
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Let me answer one of just a little part of what... just a small part. One problem that could be still playing a part in African-American women today, as well as African-American
mm-hmm.
men. One thing that we don't talk about that still could be happening, psychologically speaking, amongst African-Americans is post-traumatic stress disorder. We think post-traumatic stress disorder, when we hear that term, we only think about it as something for the soldiers. But we have to think about it, too. Look, when black men and women, black women, we can name so many things that have happened to black women as far as being raped, being having a vet, you know, whether this African is carrying a boy or a girl. Well, let's see. Let's cut her open and see, because we have big money on this vet. Africans looking at it, and they're right there seeing it. And I'm gonna lead to a point. And then here we are in 1950s, 1960s. The men that's living in that time. How do I discipline a child? I discipline a child the way my father disciplined me, and the way he was disciplined was from his grandfather. And so that means I'm gonna really beat him with an iron cord, a bull whip. I'm going to tie him to a tree, and I'm going to beat him really bad. And so we still hear that in our comedians. Well, you know, beat your child. We don't really understand
mm-hmm.
what we're really saying.
Absolutely.
Because we don't understand that a traumatic event is a traumatic event. Today we
mm-hmm.
diagnose someone of having post-traumatic stress disorder if you have a traumatic event, being in a military, having a car accident, being raped, if you look at the definition of some of the definitions of how we diagnose you to stress disorder, and rape is definitely one of those that you can have.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't realize that they're walking around with this disease, post-traumatic stress
mm-hmm.
disorder, because we only look at this as, oh, that happens only in the military. It can happen just being abused by your mom and your dad. By being the difference between spanking your hand or spanking you on the butt versus beating you, you know, constantly whipping you for minutes, you know, in the hour, and grabbing a stick or something, or beating you to blood till you see blood. That's not a spanking.
True.
Okay.
Right. I actually, and I think I kind of touched on that as well in part one of the show as well. So that, I mean, I agree with you. That's true. And I had spoke to that brother, you know, we were having an exchange as well. And I said, you know, you don't know what a lot of these women have gone through. We don't know how many women have been molested, you know, or specifically our younger women, because the more aggressive maybe, or the more, you know, the harsher nature that we're seeing amongst women kind of flows through that maybe upwards of 17, 18, 19 into the early 20s up to, you know, mid-30s, that range in there. I don't know if I can put a specific
yeah.
range on it, but that's what I'm talking about. And in that nature, you know what I'm saying, those young ladies grew up in an era where, you know, uncle might have been living in the house, or the friend of mama might have been staying overnight, or, you know, you leaving them with the babysitter next door, and he's a, you know, a friend of your brother, and you don't know what has happened to these women. So, you know, that brother in the show was like, well, you know, women need therapy. Well, you can't make that general statement, you know, because a lot of people need therapy. There are, as my co-host pointed out, there are therapists that need therapy. So, you know,
yeah.
So you can't really, you know, you can't really make that statement either. But understanding, like you said, understanding, looking, you know, just in general, like we do every day, you know, looking at females in a way where, you know, maybe the sister's going through something. You know. There are a lot of women that get raped every day and don't report it.
Yeah.
There are
and,
a lot
and
of young girls
no
getting
idea.
Molested every day and it's not being reported.
Yeah, and that disease will go on, because if you're thinking like
mm-hmm.
this and your body is like this and you have a child, we know
mm-hmm.
that can be transferred to your child as well.
Absolutely.
If
it's not right, if it's not taken care of, and I had mentioned to the brother, he's like, well, you know, they need therapy. Okay, you know, I will agree that some people that can, you know, you need the therapy, you know, you need help, you can afford it, you can find a good doctor. If that's the way, you know, you want to clear yourself, that's one thing. Earlier on in the show, we talked about introspection and looking in the mirror and looking at yourself. For those people who can do that, that's a start, looking in the mirror and saying, you know what, I didn't deal with this problem when I was 13, you know, or my mama didn't believe me when Mr. So-and-so was touching me, or, you know,
yeah.
when I, and it could go for men too. You know, I'm not just
yeah.
saying that, you know,
oh,
women
yeah,
are
absolutely.
Going through these things. Men
absolutely.
Go through it too. So,
yeah.
you know, and I didn't deal with this issue, so maybe I need to look at this, you know. You know, are we making it a black-white issue? No, you know, we're not going to go there, but again, I have to remind people all the time, you are in Crown Knowledge Radio. And I have made a commitment, and I believe my co-host has as well, to addressing our people. You can call them black, African, Indian, Brazilian, Grenadian. I don't
yeah,
care where they
absolutely.
Come from. We are black on the planet, period.
Right. We are what
so
other people
I'm
look at us
as. I'm very passionate
at.
About that. I'm sorry?
Yeah. We are what other people look at us as. And when you go fill out an application, you don't have time to talk to your employee. And,
you don't split hairs. I'm Native
you
American.
Don't split hairs when you go
I have been
fill out an
checking black for all
say,
my life.
Yeah, hey, well, what makes me, you know what they mean. You know what they're saying.
Right, you know, so we don't,
so
yeah, we don't have time for that. You know, there's a lot of people that don't know that there are black people that live in China. They don't ever show
right.
you the black people that live in China. And
right.
there are black people that live in Russia. They don't ever show
hey,
you
we
the
were,
black people that live in Russia.
And you know what?
There are black people
you know,
in India. They call them untouchables. But you don't never
yeah.
see those black people in India.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's
we're
right.
black all over the planet.
All over the world. And, you know, and,
right.
and you know, National
world.
Geographic will tell you that in a minute. So
right, exactly.
You know,
we're the only ones that don't know it.
We're the only ones that don't know it. So,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
if the gentleman is still listening, you know, you can just go to a documentary and you look. But I want to tell him that, you know, schools don't teach you that. Now, that's coming
absolutely
from
not, no,
his
absolutely
own.
Absolutely not. Uh-uh.
You know, yeah. So, you know,
yeah,
you should definitely...
I understand you, but we do want to. I do want to say that I do appreciate that, brother. We're not, you know, like I said in this forum, we're not. You know, I've had, you know, men just come in the forum and just try to just, you know, just rip the show apart. And I still give out that love energy and that respect
yeah.
for my brothers that do call in. And we don't know what that brother's going through. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Although,
like I said, everybody.
Brother, like you said, he was saying some
mm-hmm,
good things,
I do too.
And that's
like
why
I said,
I wanted to move
conversation.
On.
Absolutely.
I wanted to move on
absolutely.
And just stick on the topic so we can finish getting that
absolutely.
Answer that you are asking and just move past
right.
the what makes us black or what makes us whatever, you know.
Right,
just,
because
you,
there's
you know
still
who
the
we're
issue
talking
of.
About.
Right, and there's still the
you
issue
know.
Of us interacting as black men and black women. There's still the issue of us
there's
healing.
There's still an issue of that. That's right. I mean, I wish
yes,
I could
there's
say
still
that.
Issue
with
of healing.
Yeah.
Yes. There's still an issue, and we don't want to, you know, we don't want to just constantly beat up the problem. We want to know, you know, how do I move in that area? You know, as a black female, I want to know what I can do for what I can do. You know, and you know, maybe the sister on the line with me, you know, maybe she feels that way too. Maybe she feels a different way. She hasn't gone through what I've gone through, Rolanda, if you agree with me. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to get to that point. If you're like me, you know, you're tired. not only am I tired of not being able to relate to my black men, I'm tired of not being able to relate to my black sisters. I'm tired.
Oh, that could be a whole show in itself.
Thank you, girl. We're going to do it, okay? It's just, I'm telling Rolanda, Rashad will tell you, I find myself in tears sometimes because it is so, it's so beyond me, and I know it's bigger than me. This is one show. You know, I hope we're doing a good thing here. I meditate on it all the time. I spiritually like to move myself in the right direction. And, you know, we came up with this forum and just said, let the universe move it wherever it's going to go. And the universe stayed true to us because of our heart, because you have to balance out what's in your heart. You can't fool it. That's why Rashad and I always say, look in the mirror.
Yep.
Look at you. Don't worry about what other people are thinking about you or looking at you or what they think you have or what you don't have or because you're not doing what they're doing. Look in the mirror and focus on the what did Cat Williams say? Get in tune with your star player. That's you.
Yeah.
Get in tune with the person in the mirror, and everything else will flow around you. We're still feeling the joy every day. Is that correct, Rashad?
Very correct. And
every day. Every day. It's like it's my heart is so full and my mind is constantly moving, and then you get that one, you know, you get that one person that gets it. We always say, you know, if one person gets what we're talking about, our work here is done. We good. We good. But the universe has seen fit to say, you know what, here's some more people that we're going to bring your way. They get it. You know, or here's another person that's coming your way. They get it. It's just one at a time until we 90. I don't know. I don't know if I want to live that long. Maybe Rashad do, but I don't want to live that long. But, we do like to have fun. We do like to lighten it up. But this one was a spiritual one for us. We got about 4 minutes left in the forum. Let me just say this. I so appreciate all of you. I'm going to get to you guys on the line, but Tyler. I think it was Taylor. Taylor, Liberal 141, they're gone already, but I just want to say I love you. I love y'all brothers. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for your perspective. Thank you for your insight. It is nothing but love in the crown. Please come back and please continue to listen to the show. Rael, my man, I'm going to have you on the show. We're going to have to just do a show for real. And I'm going to have to have you back on the show for real. I really appreciate your input, your insight, your demeanor, the just your perspective, whether you agree or disagree. You really brought it home for me. You connected some dots for me tonight that it was like I was almost struggling to connect, and that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. Not too many people can do that for me, Rashad, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Can I leave my name and number?
Yes, you can, yes.
Oh, I mean, or how they can contact me.
Actually, if you can, as a matter of fact, if you can email me at crowngoddess@gmail.com, that's crown with a K,
okay,
goddess, GODDESS@gmail.com, please do. Email me and leave your information and everything, and we'll hook up, we'll talk.
Okay.
That's a beautiful thing. And okay. Goddess Rolanda on the line with me tonight. How are you, sweetheart?
I am fantastic.
Good. I want to tell you from one goddess to another, I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming in and just laying your heart on the line and letting us know how you feel. Please continue to listen to the show. Please, if you can. It's been a struggle for me to get females to call into the show. The brothers call in all the time. I'll invite females to come in and, you know, sit in the forum with us. I'm definitely going to invite you back to the show to sit in some forums with us. We're going to have some hot topics coming up. I promise, we lighten it up. We have some fun in the show too, but this one was a serious one for us. But we definitely appreciate you coming in and giving your perspective on the show as a female, and I really do appreciate that. So I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a beautiful week and be blessed. And I will be back.
Thank
I've been
you.
Here since last year. I will be back.
All right. Peace and blessings to you guys. Peace and. I'm sorry, Rael. You still there?
Oh, yeah,
okay. I just want to say thanks to all the callers. Thanks, Rolanda. I mean, this is a phenomenal show. I love the energy. You know, we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep it pushing. So, make sure you email D. You know, she gave the email address. So, man, you know, we can collaborate and work together. So this is all about. So this is what we want to do anyway. So appreciate really appreciate that. So thanks a lot.
Really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Thank you for letting me speak.
Absolutely, absolutely. We wrapping up this show, this forum, Rashad. Wow, this was some nice energy. I'm really loving it. Rashad, we said this was going to be a hot topic. We said this was going to be a good one. We said it was going to be a lot of spiritual energy. Whew. What are you thinking?
I'm loving it. You know, hey, just putting it out there, man, and just trying to reconstruct, you know, our people, you know, to open the minds up, you know. So, like I said, it's all about progression. You know, we can sit up here and fight, but this is not what we're about. We're all about solutions, because at the end of the day, our kids are still suffering, dying, being incarcerated at a higher rate than anybody. So, progression.
And let me. It's something that one of our like I said, one of our esteemed philosophers and scholars that we both know and love had mentioned in one of his lectures. He said it's in the best interest of whatever we call supreme society, if you want to call it white supremacy or whatever the case may be, or those that are in power, quote unquote, whatever you want to call it. He said that it is in their best interest to keep the divine black female and the divine black male apart. And he said it's in their best interest to keep them at odds with one another.
Because they know there's power in it.
Thank you. There is power in the union of black men and black women, no matter where we're black on the planet, no matter what. And that's the message that we hope that we got across tonight. Loving the energy, loving the flow of the show, loving what we're doing, loving that at this particular point that we can still bring a topic like this and it still be heard and it still be accepted and it still be understood by so many. That was just unexpected. The calls, the lines were, I'm telling you, Rashad, we still have people calling in. We couldn't get to them all. But, wow, we're going to have to bring the topic back. After this week, we have Man in the Mirror coming up. I don't know what Sunday we'll work it out, Rashad, you and I. And we're going to talk more about looking in that mirror, starting with the man in the mirror. It's going to be a lot of Michael Jackson energy. So if you're a Michael Jackson fan, tune in to that show. It's going down. We're going to do some man in the mirror reflection, looking at yourself and seeing what's going down. What's up with you? Look at the man in the mirror. Be in tune with your star player. That's what that is all about. I am your host, Jordana Raphael. We have had a tremendous, tremendous spiritually uplifting time in this forum tonight. Rashad, you want to say goodnight to the people?
Oh, yeah, just good night, world. Once again, thanks to all our callers. We're back. We're doing it again, so stay tuned.
All right. Good night, everybody. Peace. I'm
where you got it. I'm the hottest around there. Knowing when they see you rolling them polos around me. With the top down, feeling the sound, quaking and vibrating your thighs, riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them ladies be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or holler at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like cleaning, open them out, they grill, gleaming, keep your paint, keep that whip cleaning, always be talking that country slang. We like beat that be in the back, beating, I be so low from that chief. I love how he came about it.